Welcome to the Corwin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corwin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corwin Economics Report. I'm Val Corwin. Appreciate you joining me. I want to start out the show by thanking all of you who are active on our blog. Our blog is available on our homepage under the comments section. Been a bad week. The growth numbers came out on Friday, 1.3%. That's not good. Got to keep in mind when you look at that 1.3% number that all of the, I don't want to say all, but a lot of the revised, a lot of the previous quarter's numbers, you know, they'll come out at one thing and then they'll get revised downward almost an entire percent. So I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in that, the GDP growth of 1.3%. I don't think it's there. The one thing I'm putting a lot of stock in, however, right now is my favorite commodity, and that's gold. Gold closed yesterday, or gold traded yesterday, I should say, above at around $1,630 an ounce. That's a record high. I view that as, well, you know, it doesn't matter how I view it. Let's talk to the real guru on this thing, James Turk. James has been our go-to guy vis-a-vis gold for the past, gosh, I don't know, 10 years, maybe 15 years. Let's see what James has to say. What do you think, my friend?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good for the precious metals, Al. Gold made a record high not only in terms of the U.S. dollar, but also in terms of the euro and the British pound, and that's significant. You know, the message from that is that it's not a dollar bear market or a British pound bear market. It's really a fiat currency bear market. You know, people are moving out of national currencies and into the time-tested and proven record of gold.
You know, what I find to be interesting about that is it was obvious as the nose on my face, to me anyway, back when you and I were at a GATA conference speaking in Washington, D.C., I don't know, I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago, and I remember that I brought out the fact that the Chinese were getting very, very interested in gold. You know, step one was encouraging their citizens to save using gold. Step two was China, exactly the following year, assumed the status of the largest gold producer in the world. And now they're not only the largest gold producer in the world, they're also, if I'm not mistaken, the largest importer of gold in the world. And they're making noises about, they continue to make noises about, you know, we need a reserve currency, not the U.S. dollar, but we need a reserve currency on an international level that's asset-based. You know, and one would deduce from that the asset that they're talking about is probably gold. It's, you know, their foray into this market, given the magnitude of that, I find to be very, very interesting. Any comments on that?
Yeah, China has been a big factor, and it's going to remain a big factor. You know, first of all, you know, the huge population. Secondly, they're coming out from, you know, an underdeveloped, backward country in the economy to becoming a first-class economy. They're now the second-largest economy in the world after the United States. But more importantly, you know, gold and money, they mean the same things to the Chinese. In fact, even the Chinese language, the written characters, the character for gold is the same character for money. So as wealth is created in that part of the world, you know, more and more people, more and more Chinese people will be taking a portion of their national currencies that they hold and moving that into the metals, you know, because of its safe haven and monetary status.
James, what do you think the odds are of gold resuming the role that it had in the United States anyway up until, you know, Nixon took us off the gold standard? I think the odds are probably pretty good, but what's your opinion on that?
I think it's inevitable. And so if I had to put it in terms of probabilities, I'd say it's 100%. But I don't know when it's going to happen. But look at it this way, Al. You know, gold's been money for 5,000 years. We've been fooling around with this experiment with currencies backed by nothing but 40 years. And we can see all of the problems that are appearing. So this experiment, in my view, has failed. Inevitably, people are going to go back to gold. And the reason is that those attributes and characteristics that made gold money in the first place, they haven't been lost. They've just been ignored or forgotten. And problems with the national currencies continue to grow and develop. People are going to become more and more concerned. They're going to look more and more alternatives. Inevitably, they're going to come back to basics. And when you come back to basics with regard to money, you know, you can't avoid gold.
I mean, I agree 100% with that. And like to hear from you guys out there and gals. What do you think about what James said? I mean, I'm in complete agreement only because it's, you know, it just is pure common sense, you know, if nothing else. I mean, the trouble that the United States has gotten into from a fiscal standpoint is a result of, you know, not really caring about the magnitude of the money supply. And you simply cannot do that and exist for any length of time, in my humble opinion, exist successfully for any period of time. James, at $1,630 an ounce, is it getting a little toppy? What do you think? Are you think we're on our way to continue higher?
Yeah, we're on our way to continue higher. You know, a couple things. The price has gone up, but what's important now is not the price. What's important is value. And, you know, there are a number of ways to measure value. You know, I use my Fear Index and a couple of other mathematical models. But the key point is that gold is still undervalued. And, you know, the key to successful investment and successful portfolio management is to accumulate undervalued assets and get rid of overvalued assets. So because gold is undervalued, it should still continue to be accumulated. You know, at some point in time in the future, it will become overvalued, just like it was back in January 1980. But we're nowhere near that moment yet. You know, these bull markets last for a long time, and I think we still have several years to go. And therefore, you know, I continue to recommend the same strategy. You know, we've talked about in your program many, many times, Al, that you just continue to accumulate, you know, month in, month out, or every quarter, or whenever your budget allows, just continue to accumulate, you know, gold and silver if you're so inclined. Because what you're doing, you're saving sound money, and savings are always a good thing.
People would have to be absolutely idiotic not to save a certain amount of money because, you know, fiscal, take out the word fiscal and put in the word financial. Financial security is, you know, is an incredibly important factor in all of our lives. And I personally feel, as do the listeners on this program, that the best way to maintain financial security is really to have a certain portion of your assets in gold or silver if you so choose. I know you're pretty bullish on silver, James, but you know, as I am, Kathy and I buy physical silver, you know, on a quasi-regular basis, and that makes me feel more comfortable because with the silver rounds that we have in our possession, you know, currency collapses, and odds are pretty good I'm going to be able to buy food. And I, you know, I think it might be a natural thing if in fact the currency in the U.S. collapses. I think it might be a very interesting natural transition for people to go to some form of gold and silver. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree completely. And I also agree that, you know, we have to be worried about a currency collapse. I mean, that was the theme of my book back in 2004, The Coming Collapse of the Dollar. You know, it's really quite simple, Al, that, you know, we're on this road. This road is headed to the fiat currency graveyard. The policymakers in Washington have to do a U-turn, get off this road, because if they don't get off this road, sooner or later we're going to be at that fiat currency graveyard, and that's when you definitely want to have, you know, gold or silver. But even as we're moving down this road, you want to continue accumulating the metals in order to get more and more of your wealth protected, and, you know, get more and more of your wealth outside the dollar and all of the risks that the dollar poses.
James, you've got a pretty good system going with goldmoney.com. We've got about a minute left here. Remind our listeners what your organization is all about, would you?
Yeah, we at goldmoney.com, we basically provide a very convenient, economical, and most importantly, safe way to buy and sell and store gold and silver through the Internet, doing it online. We're a European-based company, but we offer vaults in London, Zurich, as well as Hong Kong. So you get good geographic diversification when you purchase precious metals with us. We're presently storing about $2 billion of precious metals for our customers. We have 19,000 customers in 87 different countries around the world.
There you go. If you want to learn more about goldmoney.com, hey, you know what? There's a link on our homepage to it. James is really good. He's a regular guest on our program. He's a very, very bright individual. You know, you got to take what he says seriously because it has proven, at least in the case of Big Al's thinking, to be very true over the years. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Brian London.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I have Brian London with me right now. Brian is the originator. I don't want to say the originator, even though I consider him to be the originator, but he runs the New Orleans Investment Conference, which is a great conference, happens every fall. This year it's on October 26th through the 29th. He's got a lineup of speakers that are absolutely incredible. It's Glenn Beck, for example, is going to be there, among others. And I'm really looking forward to going down. And if you have a chance to get down there, I have to tell you, it is highly, highly worthwhile. You can get more education in those 3 days than you can in virtually any other show. All the shows are good, and we take part in a lot of them. But, boy, when you look at the quality of speakers that go to New Orleans, it really is something that you have to take in, I think. Brian, let's talk a little bit about your conference. Again, it's the 26th or the 29th. Let's start out with some of the speakers who are going to be there.
Well, one of the things I stress, Al, is that investors cannot ignore politics and geopolitics. It really determines the direction of the economy, the U.S., the global economy, in their investments. And that's never been proven more true than right now, as we can see, as we're mired in the midst of this debt ceiling crisis and looming deadline. Gold soaring on the backs of this, yet everyone expects, once there's some resolution, that the metal is going to take a turn back downward. So investors really need to be on top of these issues, and more importantly, as we go into the 2012 elections next year, it's going to have just a huge impact on gold in particular. I really think that we're being set up for one of the largest gold rallies, in the modern era. And investors need to know how that's going to happen, the best places to put their money, and the most explosive ways to leverage those gains. And that's precisely what we're going to provide at the New Orleans Conference.
Well, I have to tell you, when you talk about the correlation between politics, financial events, for lack of better terms, and the price of precious metals, I mean, I've been an advocate of that for a long, long time now. We were talking off the air a little bit about our blog, and we're getting a lot of activity there, and I really welcome comments from listeners, because I got to tell you, our listeners are incredibly well informed, just a great group of people, Karen, Lynn, and all the rest of them, but they feel exactly the same way. They are very concerned right now about specifically political issues in the United States. And I think everybody realizes that the environment that we're in financially is absolutely abysmal. I mean, even with an agreement on the debt ceiling, which, I'm sure is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen by the second, but it sure as heck is going to happen. Even with an agreement on that, that's not going to solve anything. What's that going to do? That's going to cause more currency in the system. What's that going to do? It's going to devalue the dollar. What's that going to do? It's going to increase the price of gold.
Exactly. The dominoes are already starting to fall, and it's absolutely inescapable. We're going to have, addressing this issue, so the geopolitical issues, we're going to have Glenn Beck, we're going to have Charles Krauthammer, Mark Faber, Peter Schiff, Dennis Gartman, Stephen Hayes, Stephen Lee, P.J. O'Rourke, Stephen Moore. I mean, really just a Hall of Fame list of geopolitical and economic analysts. And those are the exact issues we're going to address. And, we tend to think that we don't need to look at this sort of thing, because we know that what's going to happen. If we're involved in gold and metals, we know that there's going to be higher inflation. We know that these dominoes are going to fall. But it's much more than that. You need to have an idea of how Washington is poised to attack your wealth, how you can protect what you have. Some people think it's easy to make money in a gold market like this, but it really isn't. But beyond that, it's even harder to keep your money in an environment where Washington has to pay for this debt that it's already built up and continues to build up.
I would agree with that 1,000%. And the thing that scares me about it, I mean, I'm pretty well ensconced, I guess is the word, in precious metals and, and in the hard asset sector. So I'm not really very concerned about my financial future, just because I think, regardless of how it goes, because of what I've learned over the years from people like yourself, Brian, I think that we're protected pretty well. But boy, I'll tell you, I feel incredibly sorry for those folks out there who I think are going to take a real big bite financially when this thing really comes down, because it's going to come down. There is no way. We have gotten to the point, and the European countries have gotten to the point, where there is no way that we're not going to get out of this with a lot of hardship. And, I think personally that having precious metals, both the securities and you know, the commodities themselves. I think it's the only thing to do, the only sensible thing to do. Let's talk a little bit. We got about 3 minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about specifically your headline guests, okay, and what you feel our listeners can learn from them by attending your conference.
Well, one of the things that I think investors need to realize is that the really easy money in metals and particularly in the mining and exploration shares has already been made. Investors the world over are buying gold right now, but they're not necessarily buying resource stocks. And a rising tide in the metals is not going to float all of these ships as it has before. One reason is because there's just so many new companies out there. And most of these companies have, 3 to 5 times as much stock out as it would have in years or in cycles past. So there's been a lot of dilution. It's harder to find the really big winners right now in the resource area. And it's going to take finding those stocks that are on the verge of the next big discovery. So it's much more important than it ever has been before for investors to really find the experts out there that are really in tune to the market and what's going on. They get those stock tips and those stock picks. And we'll just have, at the New Orleans conference, we're going to have virtually everyone there all of the experts have had the most success over the years.
Now, you're talking about companies right now, or are you talking about speakers?
Yeah, both, really. Our exhibit hall, we have some of the biggest winners every year participating in our conference in the exhibit hall, and we really encourage attendees to go through and talk to these companies because they are the creme de la creme just by the simple fact that they're going to this conference, which is somewhat of an elite event. But our speaker roster, we're going to have Rick Rule, John Kaiser, Lawrence Ralston, Brent Cook, Gene Ahrensberg, Tom Calandra, Adrian Day, Mickey Fulp, the Aiden sisters, Ross Beatty, Frank Holmes, Ian McAvity, Bill Murphy and Chris Powell from the Gata Camp, and of course, you and I will be there as well. So the list goes on and on. There won't be the biggest discoveries of next year. The most profitable resource stocks will be pinpointed by these speakers at this conference. It happens every year.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a great conference. Everyone who you mentioned is a regular guest on this program. They're all old friends of mine. I have to tell you, I have known these people for better than 20 years. They are very, very valuable to this show, and I know that they will also be very, very valuable to the conference. Brian, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back, you guys, with Roger Wiegand. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is here with Trader Raj, as promised at the end of the last segment. Roger put out a very, very interesting situational alert, for lack of better terms, yesterday, and he was a little reticent to talk about it on this particular program. But you know what? I twisted his arm. I told him I'd buy him a gin and tonic tonight if he would go there, and he said, you know, having the total lack of discipline that he does, he said, okay, listen to this, direct quote. The long bond 30s are rising above 127.20 last price with a high of 127.50 this morning. The world is in turmoil as the circus continues in Washington. We expect the GOPs to cave and the debt ceiling will rise with interest rates. They will promise probably $4 trillion in budget cuts and none of them will be implemented. In the next election, the Democrats should win the House, Senate, and reelect the president as the GOPs lost their nerve. Then Obama can finish his destruction of the American economy. We don't want to predict chaos in America or anywhere else, but anger in the populace is going ballistic. I agree 1,000%. You know, I was telling Roger about the video that we put up on Thursday on our site that a fellow by the name of Jim Gorman, who Peter Granich and I are going to chat about this in the next segment. This Jim Gorman put up this very, very interesting video. We got 6 responses, and the video hadn't even been up for 5 minutes. That's how much emotion you folks are certainly feeling. And I think the number of people who are feeling this emotion is growing by leaps and bounds. And you know what? I'm concerned. Okay, Raj, what's this all about?
It's the problems that are just escalating. I mean, the bankers and the central bankers and the politicians have not only ripped off the American people, but it's happening all over the world. And you saw another email that I sent you earlier whereby the generals leading the Air Force and the Army, whatever, in Turkey, all quit en masse, the leadership, because they're at odds with the politicians. You watch Greece and watch Turkey and watch Ireland, because I think there's going to be leading indicators for what's going to happen in global politics and global problems in those countries, particularly Greece, where they've had riots already. The thing that I'm really interested in is this. Will the IMF and bank manipulators in Europe attempt to take the gold and take the hard assets of the Greek citizens for collateral for this new fiat paper credit that they're offering? I think they are going to try it, and I think that that whole country is probably going into go a major turmoil, because the people have had enough. They're going to fight back. And is this going to spread to America? I don't know, but there's a lot of unrest and unease in America, and it's not just the poor people where these things normally start. The poor people have no food, they have no job, they have no future. Consequently, they go to the streets and they fight, or they have demonstrations. And you're going to see that escalating probably in countries in Europe first. And where it goes from there, who knows?
I'm a little more optimistic in one sense. You know, I told you about the conversation that I had with a friend of mine yesterday. Dyed-in-the-wool liberal buddy of mine said, you know what, I'll say two things. He said, I do not agree with the Tea Party, but he said at least they have some principles. The second thing that he said, and I've mentioned this before on the show, and I'll mention it again, as he said, I'm sending a message to every one of my elected officials and tell them there's not a snowball's chance in hell that I'm going to vote for an incumbent in the next election. I think that's where you're going to see the revolt, Roger.
I believe that, but the question becomes, with the people that are in charge, the Chicago gang, so to speak, they own the White House, they own the Senate, and they own half the House themselves. The Democratic machine has got a lot of money and power. They're on the side of the big bankers and the corporations. Who's on the other side? The Tea Party, the GOP with half of the House. I think the deck is stacked, and I think it's going to be very, very difficult for any major changes to come in the next election. I hope that there will be. I just wish that the guys in office would step up and do the right thing for the United States of America, but I don't have any faith in it.
Well, I'll tell you, the last election, there were some major changes there.
Well, that's true, but I mean, now they're not doing what they were elected to do. That's the problem. The youngsters that came in from the last election, the Tea Party idea, the Tea Party bent people with that kind of an attitude, one would think that they would step up and demand that the budget be balanced and cut and then some kind of a reasonable plan put in place. But I can see the whole thing crumbling before our eyes. The leadership, Boehner, I mean, he's already offering some things that, in our view, are really not palatable for the Tea Party and the Tea Party people. What good is an election if they're not going to step up and do what they're hired to do and what they said they were going to do?
I can't disagree with that. I mean, let's talk about where is John Boehner caving in, Raj?
Well, he's going to raise the debt ceiling. And then the next thing is, and this is the unknown part of it, he's asking for an equal amount of cuts. And that's very nice, but those equal amount of cuts, you watch and see if I'm right. The equal amount of cuts that he's trying to get in exchange for the raise in the debt ceiling are going to be down the road instead of immediate. If, in fact, they were immediate, if they signed some papers and it was an ironclad deal, and let's say they raised the debt ceiling by $1 trillion, but immediately they cut $1 trillion, that's probably okay because that's just the status quo. At least we're not digging the hole deeper. But I just think that you're not going to get that. You're going to get a raise in the debt ceiling, which all the youngsters should vote against, but they're not going to. And number two, any cuts that they talk about coming with are going to be meaningless because they're going to promise them down the road, and there's no controls as to when, how, or where that's going to happen.
You know, what I find to be interesting is how the press is, you know, they're not, in many cases, they're not telling the full story. President Obama came out a couple of days ago, and he said, look, our budget is, you know, has a mechanism for cutting our deficit by $4 trillion. That's the headline. Budget deficit cut by $4 trillion. Well, the headline leaves out an incredibly important fact, and that is, yeah, it's going to cut it by $4 trillion, theoretically, over the next 10 years, We don't have 10 years, Raj.
We don't. We don't have 6 months, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, I have a tendency to agree. You know, it's interesting, but a lot of our listeners are coming onto the blog and talking about what they're doing, et cetera, you know, and whether they agree or disagree with what we say. And what I find to be interesting is more and more of them are saying, you know what, I can't change anything. Consequently, I'm going to profit from this chaotic situation. And, you know, I can't find fault with that. I can't be that hardcore. I mean, I too believe I'm going to profit, and I have been profiting for quite some time in the hard asset sector. But I tell you, I still have enough faith in humanity that I think this thing is going to change, Raj, at the ballot box.
I hope that it does, but I give it 1 out of 10, Al, and that's not a very good odd situation, 1 out of 10. What I think is going to happen instead, I think they're going to go ahead. All the Democrats are going to be reelected again. The GOP is probably going to lose control of the House that they've got, and we're going to have more of the same, and it's going to get to the point where the bond market says that's enough, and when the bond market says that's enough, that's enough. That's the end of credit right there. You watch the 90-day further out bond market, those traders in the pits in Chicago, those people who are really the ones in charge, not the administration, not the voters. Watch those bond traders. Those bond traders trade capital, which amounts to 70 times larger than stocks, and they can't be controlled. They are merely traders. They trade numbers. Their objective is to find price. Price discovery is their job, and if things go stupid and interest rates go up, those bond prices are going to go up, and this whole thing's going to come apart, and that's my forecast and has been for more than 1 year, probably more like 3 years.
Okay, there you have it from Trader Raj. Raj is a regular contributor to this program on a daily basis. He's got some very bright things to say. Listen to him, and if you want more information on what he does, click on his banner on our homepage. Be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, we're back to wrap up the first hour of the Cortland Economic Support Time. Al Cortland, appreciate you joining me. Going to take some time here and chat with an old friend of mine. No, she's not old, but the friendship goes back a lot of years. Marianne Green. Marianne and her partner, Scott Binding, started a company called Formation Capital probably 25 years ago. I first met them then, found them to be absolutely fascinating people. They're still involved with the same company. It's not called Formation Capital anymore. It's called Formation Metals. And they are actually, they have evolved into, I would have to say, one of the most successful mining companies in the state of Idaho. Now, we're going to be going over to Idaho here in a couple of days. We're going to be shooting some video. We're going to be taking some analysts over, some stockbrokers, and you're going to actually get a really good feel what Formation Capital and a couple of other companies are all about. You're going to see why the former Secretary of the Interior and the former three-term governor of the state of Idaho is, number one, so enthusiastic about mining in that particular state, and also why he is so enthusiastic for serving on the board of direction of Formation Metals. Marianne, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, a couple of questions. First of all, you and I and Scott were sitting in a restaurant probably 25 years ago. You were telling me about Formation Capital. Back then, you know, I was much, much greener in the business, certainly, than anybody at that table. I remember I asked you, well, why Idaho? Well, I guess for our listeners are very aware that I am very, very keen on Idaho because of the support that the state government is giving, because of the support that the local governments give, support coming from the people. But why did you guys get involved over there in the first place?
For the same reasons as you just mentioned there, but further to that, the geological environment in Idaho is conducive to mineral exploration, and certainly, as you mentioned, you know, the state welcomes it. Just generally, the U.S. Northwest, if you're in mineral exploration in the U.S. Northwest, Idaho is one of the most prolific mineral belts in the U.S. Northwest.
I personally feel that aside from the state of Nevada, which is, you know, they have some huge assets down there, and that isn't to say that Idaho doesn't, but, you know, Nevada has been kind of the granddaddy of Western mining for a long time. But I got to tell you, I personally think that the opportunities available for companies in Idaho certainly approach that. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, you guys are involved in a number of different areas. You're involved in precious metals. You're involved in cobalt. You're involved in uranium. Right now, from what I know about the company, you are very, very involved primarily in cobalt, and you're about ready to put your Idaho property into production, if I'm not mistaken. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That's absolutely correct, Del. We are. We have been doing systematic exploration there for many years, and then it took us several years to have the property permitted and get all the permits necessary to build and construct the mine. And then, of course, there's the challenge that we faced with getting the money together. The capital cost of the project took some time, and with the challenges of the financial, you know, 08 crisis and different things happening. But we finally have most of those challenges behind us, and we have upgraded the transportation system, which was the first thing we did. And now we're just had a news release out this morning saying that we have begun earthworks, i.e. construction at the project. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, I mean, I think everybody should be excited about it. What are we looking at, basically, in terms of a startup date for production down there, approximately?
It should be approximately a year from now. So we're looking at quarter two, quarter three, 2012.
And Marianne, how profitable a situation is this? I mean, obviously you guys wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't profitable for the company and its shareholders. But can you kind of put some size on that?
Yeah, depending on the price of cobalt, you know, it's obviously a primary cobalt mine, so that it's sensitive to the price of cobalt. So if we get reasonable prices of cobalt, you know, somewhere around the $20 mark, which is where it is today, it's approximately proceeds would be about $30 million. That's, you know, after expenses.
$30 million a year.
$30 million a year.
Wow, not a bad deal. Now, let's go a little bit away from that property, and let's talk about the refinery that Kathy and I visited. Oh, gosh, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. You folks have a refinery just outside of Kellogg, if I'm not mistaken. Let's talk about what's going on there.
Yeah, that's right. We have what we call the Big Creek Hydrometallurgical Complex near Kellogg, Idaho, and it consists of several facilities. It's the precious metals refinery is one facility in that complex, and then there's a copper refinery and what we call the Idaho, cobalt production facility.
Mm-hmm.
So there's sort of three facilities in that one complex. And presently what we're doing is we are operating the precious metals refinery, and we take dorate, high-grade silver and gold materials, and put them through the precious metals refinery and make silver and gold bullion. And the copper refinery that sits there and the cobalt production facility is presently under construction as well, and we're retrofitting those so that when we have our concentrate coming from our mine in central Idaho up to those facilities, we'll be able to make actual cobalt and copper metal.
Now, the refinery right now, let's talk a little bit about the ownership first of all. That is owned by Formation Metals, correct?
Yeah, well, Formation Metals is the parent, but we have 100% owned subsidiaries that own the assets in the U.S. and the assets in Canada and so on.
Talking a little bit about the cash flow coming out of the refinery, if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at, somewhere between $1.5 million per year, is that right?
Yes, that's right. We're doing a little better these days. The price of silver is higher, but consistently over the last, since we put it in operation in 2004, it's run about, and that's profit. It's not revenue, but approximately $1.5 million. It'll probably be a little bit better than that this year.
That's really, really interesting. So what we have so far here, and again, you know, we're talking some predictions here, I guess. One has to say that projected production, I mean, from a legal standpoint is a better way to put it, but I got to tell you guys out there, this lady does not kid around, and I've known that that characteristic about her for quite some time. So anyway, so we're looking at something north of $30 million a year beginning in about 12 months. Let's move on just for the fun of it here to some of the other properties so listeners can get a good idea as to, you know, the full scope of the company. But let's talk a little bit about the Compass Lake project, the Morning Glory project. Those are your precious metals projects.
That's right. We acquired them earlier on, around time as we discovered the RAM deposit, the cobalt deposit that we call the RAM deposit. And we have done some exploration work on them. They are gold projects. They are interesting. Some of the gold values that we have in assays are certainly economic in terms of the assay results. But you do need more than assay results. You need systematic exploration, and you need certainly a scoping study and a pre-feasibility study to, you know, to see whether your project would be economic dumped in the long run, but they are definitely good, strong, what we might call exploration projects.
Let's flip over to uranium. Now, on your website, you're talking about some uranium interests also.
Yeah, we've had those for quite some time, too. They're in the Athabasca Basin in northern Saskatchewan. We actually acquired them, you know, long before the uranium glow was on, and that was we took over a company, a small Saskatchewan mining company, and that they had some of those assets in their company. But both of those assets, Kernahan Lake and Virgin River, are operated jointly by Cameco, the biggest Canadian uranium company, Cameco, and then alongside Cameco, Areva, the French uranium company, operates as well. So 50-50, they own, for example, in Kernahan, they own 80%, and then we own the other 20%. And Virgin River operates the same way. But we've had some really good discoveries there, some very, very high uranium numbers, similar to MacArthur River. So it's a nice project. It's coming along very nicely. It's still in the exploration stages. Cameco has dubbed it the Centennial Project, which is, of course, after Saskatchewan's Centennial last year. So we're pretty excited about that project, too.
Now, in terms of finances, I mean, you know, assets are obviously very important. There's no question about that. Management is also very, very important, but capital is also important. You know, great ideas are just great ideas. Let's talk a little bit about your financial situation. You guys in good shape?
Yes, we are. We raised $80 million in equity in March, and we set out earlier in the year, of course, and to the latter part of last year, November, December of 2010, we set out to make sure that we're going to finance the company systematically so that we make sure that we have enough money to build the project and working capital and perhaps do some of this exploration work I'm talking about. But so we were successful in getting the $80 million in equity raised in March, and then we have mandated BNP Paribas, they're a big French bank, to put together the credit facility, in other words, the debt portion of the project finance. And they're going along with their due diligence, and we expect to have that all closed and sort of the second half of the financing, if you like, all close up there around the middle of September. And that will give us all the project finance we need and the working capital necessary to complete our task.
Okay, there you have it. The projects, a little bit about the management, a little bit about the capital. I want you guys to do me a favor. Take a look. Remember, this is not investment advice. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Marianne Green, for that matter. She just happens to be the chairman of a company that I have a huge personal interest in. Marianne, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.